Welcome to Vox Talks, a series of audio interviews with leading economists from around the world. My name is Ramesh Vaitalingam, and today's interview is with Klaus Zimmermann, who is Professor of Economics at Bonn University and Director of the IZA, the Institute for the Study of Labour in Germany. Klaus and I met at the European Economic Association's annual meeting in Budapest in August 2007, where he presented a paper about the ethnic identity of immigrants in Germany. I began by asking him about the motivation behind his research.
Yeah, the concern is that people don't perform well economically, and the reason might be they don't identify enough with the German society. And our attempt is first to use micro data to evaluate what people think in terms of their commitment to their home country as to the host country, Germany. And here we use not only their own evaluations, but also how they interact with natives or people from their own host country, or how they deal with newspapers, cultural activities, and their relationship to their home country.
So you're using a measurement tool which you've rather appealingly called an ethnocizer, in which you're trying to place individuals into one of four different kinds of relation to the host society.
Yes, we create identification with certain channels. So people, if they come into a country, they could be that what they are. They can be separated. They stay with their culture. They don't adapt to the host country. The other possibility is that they marginalize, that they lose the contact to home, but also they don't get interacted with the natives. And then there is also the possibility that they assimilate. That's what often people think is superior. They become like the natives, act like the natives. That what we also keep in our minds, they could also learn what they see, but also keep ties to their home culture. That's what we call integration. And the idea is that assimilation is not necessary, the ultimate goal. There might be many advantages to be different. Actually, as economists, we know that being different is better. It pays off in the long term. Adding something, what we call ethnic capital, to a country and provides a possibility for better goods, newer goods, and this could be affiliated with what we call integration. So you keep the ties to your home country, you speak the language of your home country, but you also learn German and integrate well in the labor market.
And what you're really looking at here is the economic outcomes from adopting one of these four potential strategies. You know, it's the likelihood of being employed and the kind of earnings you might expect if you were to remain separate or to be marginalized or to integrate or to assimilate.
Yeah, first we find that the ethnocizer, the measure we have created to identify people in these regimes, is a very useful instrument to predict economic behavior. It's actually not determined by the experiences people have in the country, so it's a driving force behind what people do and act. And we find that surprisingly strong effects can be derived in, with respect to the probability to work and earnings. So people who assimilate, but also who are integrating themselves, keeping their own ties to the home country, these people earn more, they are more likely at work, and those who don't do that, who are marginalized or who are separated, do comparatively worse. That's why a strategy of adapting, but also a strategy of keeping the values of the country of origin, are important strategies to be economically successful.
What kind of implications do you think this has for government policy towards ethnic minority groups in European countries?
First, there is surprisingly few things governments can do to affect. So training measures are more complex and not easy to bring people to integration. We find that it's often a number of criteria which are important, which can be seen at the time of entry. So if we argue in favor of more economic immigration policies, we should seek people who come at the early stage in their life cycle, young people who are not haven't seen so much education already at home, who can be then trained in the receiving country, and also have a larger potential to affiliate with the native culture.
So there's a value in the migrants coming at an earlier age. It's what you call the pre-migration characteristics, I think, that have a significant impact on labour market outcomes.
It is the ethnic identity people have, and this is largely constant over time in the receiving country. The ethnic identity is already predictable with the characteristics one can see when people cross the borders. There is a possibility, for at least from the economic point of view, for selection strategy.
Klaus Zimmermann, many thanks.